I gotta have fun with it though, so. Like you keep saying, gotta stay silly, right? So, but yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. So yeah, tomorrow back over to the office, and then after that go over to the FIFA office, and then be done for a while. Just that day job after that.
You said that four-letter acronym like twice now. I think you owe a lot of money.
No, I didn't say the acronym. It was FIFA Full Thumb, you know, is what I was about to say, but I just sort of shortened it a little bit because that way I wouldn't have to, you know, take up as much air.
Yeah, Johnny.
Hey, guys.
That's the first time you dealing with.
Hey, Johnny. Good to hear from you.
You're back in the city again, Johnny?
You get off the radio and go play with a pup. So both of you have a great evening. Actually, all of you have a good evening, and you take care of the four-legged beast as well, and the missus. Take care of the missus first, and then the four-legged beast. Yeah, that's the order. Yeah, we got to get this right. And enjoy your camping trip up on the mountain.
She's nodding in appreciation. Thanks, Roshi. Have a great night. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, tomorrow. 7-3.
7-3, VH, 7-LET, 7-3.
Night, Roshi, 7-3.
Night, Johnny.
Tango Mike and his lovely other half and the pup. Nobody's going to mess with this site.
Oh no, he has it well guarded, that's for sure.
And probably fully alert and aware of what's going on with those 70 people.
He is on full attention ever since they started pulling in. He's just sitting there, you know, with that neck way up in the air, just watching.
Yeah, very calm, but very alert. Head way up in the air, ears up, just watching. They do.
Yeah, just wants to make sure nobody comes too close.
So you got, what do you got for accommodation up there?
I have a 12 by 10 canvas wall tent with an awning out front and two cowboy cots.
Oh, you got some nice accommodations there, sir. And where is this exactly that you guys are set up?
We're on Cyprus on the, I think it's the second lookout. I don't know, we took a little shortcut out of one of the neighborhoods to get in here, so I think we missed the first lookout and came straight to this second lookout. But yeah, if you go up Cyprus, you can't miss us if you stop at the little day parks or whatever along the way.
What time are you going to be there till Somali Day?
Well, I'm overnight tonight. Tomorrow night I am not overnight. It's going to be Matt and Jason, so I'll probably be here until about 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then I'm sure by then Marsha is going to be getting quite anxious to go home, so we'll probably have everything packed up and drive her home, and I'll head back over here for, I would think, about 2 o'clock and hang out until, you know, supper time or whatever.
All right, I might catch you then. I'm a little busy in the AM, but yeah, I'm going to hope to stop in a couple places. It's always nice to, it's an exciting time of year.
I love the field day. Yeah, last year up here was pretty good. We had a, I don't know, good, you know, 15, 20 club members or whatever, but it's like a lookout stop on the way up Cypress Mountain, so I don't know how many hundreds of tourists we had come by and stop at the little picnic tables and stuff, and of course they see all the antennas up in the air, and the big, we got the North Shore Emergency Rescue Truck as well, so they all come wandering over and lots of questions, and, oh, what are you doing, and what's that all about, and yeah, it's fun stuff.
I know exactly where you are. I have, up until recently, I had the largest geocache hidden just off to your right side there. If you come into the driveway of that area, off to the right side, you go up and into the bush, and if you had the coordinates, you'd find a juicy geocache. Yeah, called the top of the world. But it was run down and needs fixing up, and I'm going to do that and put it back up there. Yeah, I know exactly where you are. It's a fantastic spot.
Great view, too, down into the city, if you can kind of get into the trees a little bit and get past the top of the tree line. But, I used to, the geocache stuff, we went looking for one once. We knew, kind of had the coordinates. We knew where it was over at Clark Park, but, man, we could not find it.
Yeah, some of them are pretty hard to find. Some of them are easy. You just got to log or check the geocache website, and there's write-ups on each one of them. Like, you'll, like, punch in or just look at the map and pick one, and then you look at all the comments, and it's like, oh, it's easy to find, or it's kind of hard to find. They never give you the answer, which I like, but they give you a little hint, like, in case it is hard to find, but usually they're pretty cool. And the greatest thing about geocaching, and I love doing it with the kids, because it's like, oh, they get to bring something, leave something, so it's always like we get a gift, and then it always takes you to somewhere cool, you know? People are always putting geocaches in neat places that they know.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. And that was, yeah, the one we were looking for, we went on and we saw the comments, and we knew it was a hard one, and we knew roughly, like, where it was based on what people were describing. No one would say exactly where it was, but we knew it was like in this one rock wall, and, you know, we just couldn't find it. But yeah, it's fun stuff though.
Oh yeah, if anybody listening hasn't tried it, check it out. It's a great way to explore an area, and they're globally, around the world. People like in theater and operations overseas, you know, they'll find some more, they'll be putting them there, like at fobs and stuff, and in the corner of something or something. And they're all around the world. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, they stash them in some of the craziest spots.
Right on. Well, I'm going to continue unpacking here, and you continue watching that movie. What is it? Is it that action? What are we talking here?
I don't know, it's without the audio and stuff, it's tough, but we're seeing lots of scenic backgrounds and, you know, canyons, and then it'll, like, zoom in crazy rapid on stuff, so I don't know exactly what they're watching. We're, like, way across the field, but they got a pretty big screen set up. It's a good, you know, I don't know, 15 feet across.
Totally cool. Maybe it's some high school and all their adventure groups activities or something, or final year's end of the year in review. Pretty cool, man. Good idea. Have fun. Enjoy the view.
Yeah, I think it's a grad thing for sure. Thanks, Johnny. Have yourself a great night, 73, and bye for now.
Roger, I have a clear message from you, Mike.
Must identify.
Waiting for the, what is it? TGIF net? I haven't even heard Ocean Rain. Rockinator, you gotta have your...
And speaking of TGIF, thank God it's Friday. We will be having net at 10 o'clock, 2200 hours with OR and ROX. We would appreciate a clear frequency at 10 o'clock. Thank you, Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo.
There he is. Okay, we can all relax. The show's on. Well, if anybody can step out at above probably 30 degrees, that moon is like, wow.
low chest. Rox talks in the dialogue box.
You're loud and clear, NCO.
Ooh, that's what we like to hear. I am in full duplex mode and listening to myself on the repeater's output. And I sound pretty solid, which, of course, is a good thing.
We just turned the beam to RPT, 10.5 dB at 100 watts equals about, what, maybe 1,000 ERP. I think we should get into the repeater tonight.
You might just be able to pull it off if you don't overload the front end.
Yeah, let me get some paperwork ready, and we'll begin at 10 o'clock.
You fill signs the papers.
By the way, the guys for field day, there's a couple solar flares, but it's on the back portion of the sun, so we shouldn't have too much solar activity. The only thing we'll have on almost the bands is a little bit of the RF, or a little bit of noise and crackle and pop. But it's looking good. It's looking good for tomorrow. It's just that you're going to have to have some pro ears to pull some stuff up.
Those ears. There's some lunar activity up there. I am looking right at the moon in the southern sky. Is it a full moon? I can't quite tell. There's some clouds partly obscuring it.
Well, you just got me interested. I looked at the HF propagation thing, whatever. That's not very accurate, I find. But it says that there's going to be even propagation on 12 to 10 meters, which I've never seen before. VA7YUU.
10's a fun band. I love that band. When I play with that at home and drive the stereos crazy in my building, it's a ball.
But never mind all that, Yankee uniform. Did you look at the moon?
Hold on, I have my blinds closed. Let me see if I can see the moon. No, I can't see it. It's too much cloud.
Oh, not in Burnaby. I see it now. Is it a half moon or a whole half or a three-quarters moon? I don't think it's full, but I can't quite tell. There's thin cloud obscuring it. But there is a moon up there in the southern sky.
It's the International Space Station pointing a smile.
Ah, that's what it is. Moon. Howling at the moon.
Johnny, switch to your Motorola. You're really roughing the repeater.
Oh, really? Okay, hang on. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Okay, about 30 seconds, we get the show on the road.
Yeah, Russ.
All stations stand by for the TG.